You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide. 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Unemployment claims broke records yet again. Coronavirus is reactivating in cured patients, and new research shows the benefits of lockdowns. Here's what you should know. Another 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number of claims filed in the past 4 weeks to more than 17 million. This is the country's highest level of joblessness since the Great Depression. Earlier this week, Korea's CDC announced that 51 recovered COVID-19 patients had tested positive again. Korean CDC officials now believe the virus can reactivate in people who have been cured. A new study from Imperial College London examined the impact of lockdowns and closures across 11 European countries and found that the measures made a pretty big difference. Researchers estimate that 59,000 lives were saved in those countries by the end of March. Hospitals have a new weapon in the fight against COVID-19, iPads. With no visitors allowed and protective gear in short supply, nurses and families are using iPads to check on hospitalized COVID-19 patients. At Mass General, where iPads mounted to IV poles have become virtual extensions of the hospital's 2,000 nurses, PPE usage has fallen by half. Finally, here's today's one question. How long will we be isolated? One recent study said that this could go on in an oscillating frequency, basically social distancing lifts, disease comes back, and so on, until as far as 2022. Right now, we're riding this exponential curve up. What you might start to see as we get to the other side of the peak is an intermediate version of social distancing, where some things are once again allowed. That would slow things down enough so that you're not in pandemic response mode. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.